Welcome to Today on Broadway for Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. I'm Broadway Radio's Matt Tamanini. For all of our Patreon subscribers in the feed, you will already have my second travelogue episode of this trip. On it, I discussed my thoughts on revisiting The Notebook the second time. I saw it early in previews, and I saw it post-opening, so I talked about the differences there, and I will tell you, there was one major difference from the first time that I saw it to the second time I saw it that fundamentally impacted my appreciation for that show. And then I went a bit further in depth into my thoughts on Limpica. I briefly touched on it on yesterday's show with all of the other reviews, and I'll get to that here in a second. But I did talk about the things that I didn't love about the show, but then also some of the things that I don't think it got enough credit for in those reviews. Then I talked about two off-Broadway shows in brief, discussing both Five, a parody musical, and A Sign of the Times. So if you want to hear that and all my thoughts on all of the shows that I'm seeing, as well as some upcoming Patreon exclusive conversations, head over to patreon.com/BroadwayRadio, broadwayradio.com/Patreon, and sign up at the mezzanine tier or above. All right, a couple things that I want to clean up from yesterday's show. First, I'll start with Limpica, because I mentioned that at the time of recording, Did They Like It had not put out its roundup. It didn't actually come out until after midnight, but I do want to say that they have collected 11 reviews as of recording time today. Two were positive, five were mixed, and four were negative. I will read just one little synopsis sentence from Brittany Samuel's review from Broadway News, which was positive, saying, quote, "Ultimately, they scraped together a delicious, delirious portrait of this largely unknown juggernaut." So if you want to check out all of the reviews that Did They Like It collected, I'll have that in the show notes. And then yesterday, I made an error that I need to fix. I was talking about the fact that Rob Madge was going to be doing two performances in the West End next month, May 26th, of a new show called Rob Madge's Regards to Broadway, talking about the, as of now, just postponed, hopefully not canceled, production of My Son's a Queer, But What Can You Do? Rob is going to kind of be diving into everything there. And I did misgender Rob. Rob uses they, them pronouns, and I knew that. I was just recording late and I wasn't thinking properly, so I apologize about that. All right, let's get more into the news. And this is more speculation than news, but a lot of people on social media were discussing it. So yesterday on social media, timed together, Rachel Zegler, who has never been on Broadway, has never been in a real theatrical professional production as far as I know, but is not only a musical theater girly as a person, but also came to fame for most people playing Maria in West Side Story. She posted something on Instagram at the same time as Kit Connor, who's one of the stars of Netflix's Heartstopper. His co-star in the show, Joe Locke, is currently in Sweeney Todd on Broadway. And Kit's Instagram thing looks like there were pink teddy bears in the back, and then in kind of like a tealish green color, it said R, and then it was cut off with half of a plus sign. Rachel's, same teddy bear background, same colors, has the other half of a plus sign and a J. So if you put them together, that obviously says R and J, which is, as everybody knows, the abbreviation for Romeo and Juliet. The show is often called that. At this point, we don't have any confirmation as to what this is, but there is plenty to speculate on. We already know that Tom Holland and Francesca Amawude Rivers are doing a production of Romeo and Juliet in the West End coming up later this year, directed by Jamie Lloyd. And we've talked about the fact that it is looking to come to Broadway. We also know that Diane Paulus is getting ready to direct a production of this show at the American Repertory Theater that is also aimed for Broadway. And then this could also be a new movie adaptation of Romeo and Juliet. It's been, you know, decades since the Leonardo DiCaprio and Claire Danes version. And it could also, I guess, be like a limited series. Maybe they want to do that with Romeo and Juliet. I don't think it's any of those things that I just mentioned. I think that it is something that I had not heard about until today. So I imagine with this social media tease that we will be seeing an announcement officially very soon. And I think it could be happening at a time that could make things difficult for Tom Holland. I mean, I guess we have two Gatsbys on Broadway at the same time, so maybe it won't be an issue, but I don't know. So we will see what happens there. I'm trying to tease without giving anything away. But I don't think this has anything to do with Cambridge, Massachusetts. I do not think this has anything to do with a film or anything on screen. I do not think this has anything to do with the Tom Holland production, but I do think it is going to be announced fairly soon and something that we will cover in depth here. All right, next up, let's head out to Hollywood, and in fact, the Hollywood Bowl, because yesterday it was announced that the iconic concert venue will be doing a live-to-film concert celebrating the 30th anniversary of Disney's animated film The Lion King on May 24th. How these things work is they screen the film on the Hollywood Bowl stage, and then a live orchestra plays the score, and special guests come up and sing the song. For this upcoming concert, again, May 24th to 25th, they will have four members of the original cast: Jeremy Irons, who voiced Scar, Nathan Lane, who played Timon, my favorite, Ernie Sabella, who played Pumbaa, and Jason Weaver, who played young Simba, who is no longer young. They will be a part of this. They will be joined by Billy Eichner, who played Timon in the live-action remake, as well as Bradley Gibson, who played Simba on Broadway, and Jennifer Hudson will be a part of it as well. And there will be other celebrity guests in addition, too. The evening will also pay tribute to the long-running stage musical, featuring a lot of the Julie Taymor costumes and puppets and set designs and all of those things as well. Tickets for the Hollywood Bowl event will go on sale later this week on April 19th. Coming back to New York yesterday, this is going to be only one night compared to that Hollywood Bowl two-night show, but out of the Brooklyn Academy of Music on May 17th, there will be a one-night-only presentation of Ironweed, an evening of art and humanity. This will be a preview of a new play adapted from William Kennedy's Pulitzer Prize winning novel, directed by Jody Markle and produced by Brad Gilbert. Markle and Kennedy have worked the book into a new play. The evening will star Mark Ruffalo and Jessica Hecht, and it will be kind of a part live performance, part recorded sound. It'll all be doing scenes from the new play. In addition to Ruffalo and Hecht, there will be recorded excerpts from an upcoming audio recording of the play that will be released. That will feature Norbert Leo Butz, Christine Nielsen, John Magaro, Michael Potts, David Rysdale, Frank Wood, Katie Irby, and others. In the show, Mark Ruffalo will star as Francis Phelan, who returns to Albany after years of living on the streets. Hecht will play Francis's close friend, Helen Archer. The work also features original songs by Tom Waite. Tickets will go on sale for BAM members and patrons on April 15th, and then general on sale on the 18th. Yesterday, we also got information about a new play coming to Theater 555 off-Broadway, which is where I saw Five, a parody musical, over the weekend. It will not only star stage and screen star Dan Loria, but it is also written by him. This is a show called Just Another Day, and it will begin performances on May 3rd and will continue through June 30th, opening night set for May 12th. This is the show's off-Broadway premiere after having had runs in Massachusetts and in Ellenville, New York. The show will be directed by Eric Krebs, and it will star Loria opposite Patty McCormack. In the show, a comedy writer and a poet in their 70s meet daily on a park bench, all the while trying to figure out how they came to know each other. In the press release, Krebs said, quote, "Each time I read Just Another Day, I marvel at the sweetness, the comedy, the intellect, and the understanding of old age that Dan Loria has captured in this play. It is a joyous and deeply moving love story of the complex nature of aging." All right, on the heels of the Olivier Awards over the weekend, it was announced that the Bridge Theater immersive revival of Guys and Dolls will have one final extension before closing on January 4th. It opened back in 2023, and it will play all the way through the end of this year. There has been a ton of talk about bringing this production over to the U.S. in some form or another. Whether that is on Broadway or not remains to be seen because of the specific technical requirements of this show. But congratulations to everyone there. I would love to see this come over. This is one of my favorite shows of all time, of course. So I would love to see this highly, highly acclaimed production come to the States. And then finally, let's wrap up with some feel-good recommendations. And in fact, these come from the Olivier Awards. We have a ton of performances from the Oliviers, so many videos, everything from Sunset Boulevard to Next to Normal, Two Guys and Dolls, to Operation Mincemeat, to Hannah Waddingham, who hosted Singing Anything Goes. There's so many great videos, so you can check those all out in the show notes. All right, everybody, that's all that we have for today. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Broadway Radio, and you can follow me on Instagram at BWW Matt. Have a wonderful Tuesday, and I will be back to talk to you tomorrow.